You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'll be honest with you, it's entertaining to watch Joe Biden roast Trump, but I don't know if it's the right approach. For two reasons. One, that's Trump's game, through and through. Like, you might be able to do that for one speech. Trump has literally done that his entire presidency. Do you know what I mean? That's all he knows. In fact, I think Trump would prefer it if the race stays in a world of just roasting people and making jokes and being disparaging, because then you never have to get into policy, you never have to get into ideas, you never have to get into the details of how you're going to run the country. Trump loves that shit. So if it's just about, like, you know, roasting people, he's going to be in that game, he's never going to get tired, he's never going to look inept, you know? I honestly think it plays into his favor, you know? Whereas Buttigieg had an interesting technique. I don't know where you, if you saw him, they were like, what do you make of Trump insulting you? And he was just like, I don't do that. He's like, yeah, I mean, he can have his little childish insults, but I don't do that. And it, like, deflates everything, because it's like, you remember in school, if, like, one kid was pushing another one, another kid just walked away and was like, no, then the kid pushing looked like an asshole. You're like, oh, you should stop. But if that kid was like, yeah, I'll push you back, then we're like, fight, 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 fight. And that's what I think can happen here. Because Joe can't do that for a year. He can't. Nobody really can. Remember when Marco Rubio tried that? Failed dismally. Thought he was going to jump into Trump's game. He was like, no, I don't insult. I don't insult. And then he snapped and he was like, you know what? Screw it. Donald Trump has a small dick. And then the media was like, Marco, how could you say this? Like, but he said, you know, that. And they were like, no, Marco, that's disgusting. And then Trump came back in the debates and he was like, by the way, big dick over here. And then people are like, that's just Trump being Trump. That's what he does. Says it like it is. No, people like him or they don't like him. And they've shown that people are, swing voters in particular, people who voted for maybe Obama and then switched to Trump, those people are intrigued by a lot of Democratic policies. You know, they do want health care. You know, they don't want to be crippled by student debt. They do want job security. They do want to, like, they want a lot of the policies. So if you tell them about the policies, they're intrigued. They're like, wait, what's that? I don't have to choose between having a house and paying for my kidney? Oh, tell me more. But then if you just go like, Trump's a bad guy, they're like, oh, whatever. And then as Trump gets to do his thing.
That's who I am, doing my sleepy Joe. Mentally slows down.
And he's not wrong. Everyone slows down except him. Like, if we look at ourselves from 3 years ago, we're all slower than we were then. And Trump is the only one who's still like, da 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 da. You're like, Jesus, where do you get the energy? He just never stops. But if you get him in policy, I promise you now, just be like, hey, man, let's talk about the numbers. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about actual policy. Then he'd be like, I'm so sleepy.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast. Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.